During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Odd Trails is a true paranormal podcast. If you have a story to share, send it to stories@oddtrails.com. Enjoy the show.
Forget facts. Forget logic. Forget everything that seems real. Just trust. Believe.
Poltergeist Encounter by Anonymous. I've told this story to friends and family, and people either think I'm crazy or that a ghost lives in my basement. This was years ago while I was in high school. I was playing a lot of video games alone in my basement with the Xbox going through the TV. I lost the TV remote a while back, so I had to adjust the volume by pressing the buttons on the side of the TV. The audio played through both the speakers on the TV, along with these cheap earbuds that I had plugged into the Xbox controller. Even with the earbuds plugged into the controller, I had to stand up and walk to my TV just to adjust the volume. One time, while I was alone, I took my earbuds out, and I placed them along with my controller down on the couch next to me. I went to the TV to adjust the volume. It took me about 3 seconds to slightly adjust the volume, and when I turned back around, the earbuds were unplugged from the controller, and they had vanished. Naturally, I look underneath the couch and in between the cushions for these earbuds, as I have lost stuff down there in those places before. However, after 20 minutes of searching, I couldn't find them. There was no way someone came downstairs and took them. The only way down was right next to the TV. I would have seen them in my peripheral vision or heard them walking down. I asked my family just in case they did anything with them, and of course, they all said no. I decided to give it a rest and just assumed that they would turn up sooner than later, which is kind of what they did, but in a creepy way. The next 2 days, I went back and forth to the basement and took apart the couch and even cut into the fabric underneath to see if it was deeper into the couch. Nothing. I couldn't find them anywhere. Even after looking everywhere else in the basement, I still couldn't find them. I gave up once again, and I put the couch back together and decided to get new earbuds. I swear, about 2 weeks later, I go down to the basement, and the earbuds are sitting in the exact same place on the couch that I left them. I immediately asked my family why they were messing with me, and they swore they didn't do anything. This time, they were not plugged into the controller. They were just sitting there on the couch. This seemed so strange to me, and everyone I told it to. It was like the earbuds were taken to another dimension and just brought right back. I did a Google search about similar phenomena, and I learned that it's a common trait among poltergeist folklore that they will vanish objects and make them reappear at a later time. Sometimes in the same spot, sometimes in another location. The only other thing that's happened in the house similar to this was an event with my brother where his wallet went missing and was found on the top shelf of his closet, even though he didn't put it there. But you would have to ask him about that.
My Stories by Larissa. I have two stories. Here's the first one. My daughter used to see a shadow. When I was pregnant with my daughter, I used to have crazy sleep paralysis, staring at the ceiling and seeing a woman with a flowing dress floating above me, reaching out for me. I was always able to snap out of it before she touched me, but it was still scary. Fast forward to when my daughter was 4. One night, we were eating dinner at the table, and she kept looking under the table. I thought it was our cat, so I said, "Oh, is Kitty under there?" And she goes, "No, Jane is." This was said clear as day. We don't know a Jane. The show she watched didn't have a Jane either. I go, "What does Jane look like?" She replies with, "Shadow." Confused, I asked if she had blonde hair or brown hair. She shrugs and replies, "Just shadow," then looks under the table and starts giggling. I, of course, look and see nothing. A few months later, I was getting her on the bus to go to preschool. Our town has this cute preschool bus with car seats and everything. Her younger brother was 2 at the time, and I let him in the doorway. I got her on the bus and turned around to see her brother in the doorway, waving by as always. But behind him was a shadow silhouette of a woman. You could see her dress and long hair, but only the outline, almost like a cardboard cutout painted black. I start running back to the house, and she walks down the hall towards my kids' rooms. I grabbed my son and searched my house, but I saw nothing. It was at the time the scariest thing ever to happen. My daughter didn't really mention Jane after that. For a year or so, no mention of Jane, and no sightings of anything paranormal. Until one night, I was curious and asked her, "Hey baby, whatever happened to Jane the shadow?" She looked at me and said, "Grandpa Gary made her go away." Grandpa Gary is my dad. He died when I was 12. I don't have any pictures of him up in our house or really talked about him before this. I had a hard time with postpartum depression, and talking about my dad made it worse. Again, confused about how she would know about him, I say, "How do you know Grandpa Gary?" She gave me a confused look and said, "He talks and plays with me. He was your dad, but he died." "And he made her go away? Why?" I questioned. "Because she was going to take me to her home," she said matter-of-factly. I didn't know what to say, so I just left it at that. I've read about shadow people since, and I know it's nothing good. I also wonder if Jane was the woman during my sleep paralysis moments. I never had any with my sons, so I kind of ruled out pregnancy hormones as the cause. She still talks about Grandpa Gary, but now she says that he's in heaven, so maybe she can no longer see him or he's moved on. This second story is about a basement demon. I clean houses for a living. I've been in probably 5 to 100 houses, and only one has scared me. When I first met with this client at her house, I felt uneasy. I chalked it up to anxiety about making a good impression and such. The normal worries that came with starting your own business and talking to clients. When you come into our house, the stairs to the basement are almost right off the front entryway, so you have to pass these stairs to get anywhere in the house other than the garage. As we were walking through her house, she's showing me upstairs and what she'd like cleaned. Nothing crazy. Kitchen, living room, master bedroom, her daughter's nursery, and the bathroom. We came to the stairs and she said, "There's a bathroom down there and two bedrooms and the den. We don't really go down there, so if you want to tidy down there every once in a while, go ahead." She didn't take me downstairs or anything. I simply nodded and remember looking down the stairs and thinking it was creepy. We set up a time frame for me to start cleaning, and I left. The day of my first clean, I was alone in the house, as I normally am for most of my jobs. I started with the main floor and everything goes normal. She has two dogs, so I decided to do a really good vacuuming of the stairs and basement carpet, so it's just upkeep from there. I start vacuuming down the stairs with my headphones in. I get halfway down the stairs and the vacuum turns off. I went upstairs to see if it got unplugged, and it was. It was fully out of the wall. Seems weird because the cord still had plenty of slack, but whatever. I decided to plug it in downstairs as I was going to have to move the vacuum downstairs anyways. As I'm walking down the stairs to plug it in, I feel something wrap around my ankle and tug. It felt like a hand. I could feel the skin wrap around my ankle, and it tugged me so hard I fell on my butt. I took my time to collect my thoughts and slow my breathing. I thought maybe I was just stressed out and it was the cord I felt on my ankle. You know how your brain looks for any reasonable answer. I went downstairs and plugged the vacuum in and finished vacuuming the basement. I noticed while vacuuming down there that there was a lot of dust on everything, so I decided to pack up my stuff and leave, figuring I would just dust and clean the bathroom down there next time. When I went back again, nothing paranormal happened, but I did notice that her husband had a big TV down there, like 80 inches, but it was caked in dust. There's no way it'd been touched in months. And sure, people get busy, but I would use that TV any chance I got. There was a nice sectional down there and a recliner definitely set up for gaming and movies, but not being used. I cleaned this house a few more times and nothing happened. The first incident basically left my mind, other than the uneasy feeling I got while going anywhere near the basement. One time I was over to clean, I figured it's been a long time since I vacuumed the stairs, so I start doing that. I'm going down the stairs and everything's fine, and I'm like three stairs to the bottom. I feel a chill run up my spine. It was fall, so the AC wasn't on, and if anything, I was hot and sweaty, not chilly. I just brushed it off and continued to vacuum. Not 2 seconds later, one of my headphones was pulled out of my ear, and I could hear a low, growling voice right next to me. It didn't say anything, but it also sounded human, but animalistic. It was weird. I grew up where bears, cougars, bobcats, and even wolves were, so I know predator sounds pretty well, I think. But this sounded like a human trying to imitate a predator. It scared me shitless. I packed up my stuff. I left and made up an excuse about hurting my back. I told my husband about my experience, and he said not to go back. But my mama didn't raise no quitter. I did go back. I still go back. But now I wear a cross I bought from a crystal shop in town. I'm not religious in any way, but whatever is in that basement seems to be leaving me alone when I wear it. So now it's just a part of my uniform.
You're up, we're up. It's the perfect match. Now it's on you to make the right decision while you're scrolling in bed. Head to 7-Eleven and grab a delicious chicken sandwich with 7 rewards at 7-Eleven. Crispy, craveable, and way better than settling for the same old, same old. It's available at 7-Eleven and just $4 with 7 rewards. Visit your local Columbus 7-Eleven and satisfy that craving today. Valid through 6/23/26. Stopping sold separately while supplies last. Participating stores, see app for full terms.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Weird Glitch by Charlie LaQueen. I want to preface this with the typical, I don't do drugs and I rarely drink. I usually reserve that for Christmas or New Year's. Rarely New Year's and only when I get invited to a party. Or a not so often weekend beer or glass of vodka or rum. Heck, I don't even smoke tobacco. I am addicted to Coca-Cola though. I live in a fairly unsafe area, 2 blocks away from where the subway fell in Mexico, if that matters. So when you go out, you get used to looking everywhere and at everyone, and running at the first sight of trouble. So, with that out of the way, today, I had a very strange encounter. I was biking to a corner store to get a Coca-Cola, a mineral water, because I'm watering down the Coke as I have prediabetes and I need to stop, and some flour tortillas. I didn't want to chain my bike to a post or bench because I was going to 3 different stores, so I looked around to see if there was anyone suspicious. I then walked with my bike to the grocery store to get the tortillas, then walked a bit more to the corner store. I got to the entrance and looked around. Nobody there suspicious. So I left the bike and entered. When I went out and looked around again, there was this guy walking around being a bit suspicious. So I took note. He was tall, lanky, pale-looking, with jet black hair that was shoulder length. He had one of those goth-looking fedoras and a long black coat with boots. He was holding a black umbrella. He looked like a goth person, just the exact way a previous coworker of mine used to look years before. I thought to myself, these people usually look grim on purpose, nothing to see here. And I turned my bike around and prepared to mount it. Then he came into the corner of my vision. I could see the black clothes, and 1 millisecond later, when he was in my sight, he was no longer himself, but he was 2 short females, around 5 feet. One had red hair, the other blonde. One had black pants and black, glossy, school uniform-type shoes and a colorful red and yellow striped shirt with a small bag. The other had blue jeans, white tennis shoes, a gray shirt, and a black umbrella. The same one the guy had. I was dumbfounded. I looked at the store. It was empty. I looked at the restaurant beside it. They were just starting to open. There were only employees there cleaning. Then there was a bank. Closed and chained at this time. I asked one of those employees if a tall man happened to be in the restaurant. What tall man? They asked. The place was too small for him not to have been seen, and I actually would have seen him enter. When I turned around to look at the girls, now crossing the corner, the redhead was looking at me and turned her head away fast when I looked at them. I almost fell down to stop and regain my composure. We live in a weird world, and there is something here with us that we barely even comprehend. That is for sure.
The Visitor by M. There is a certain amount of comfort one gets growing up in a place like South Louisiana. the dense fog in the early morning, the chickens in the overgrown yard of your neighbor, the humid air we swim through every day. These are the things I remember most from that ill-fated weekend in June. I was a poor barista. I needed extra cash, and an easy way to do that was dog sitting. I had another barista friend who would give me dog sitting jobs that she had to pass up. One of these jobs took place in a small town about 20 minutes outside of my city, down a bumpy highway through sugarcane fields. I would be staying at a home with three dogs. When I went there for a meet and greet, the woman was friendly, and her dogs were sweet. She also asked for me to look after her rabbit and chickens. Her house was small and unkept. The inside was cluttered. Sugar ants crawled all over the counters and into the sink. There was decomposing food on the counter and used puppy mats on the floor. She was talking as if all of this was normal. I guess to her it might have been. Since I was broke, I didn't really have the ability to say no, so I agreed. The following weekend, I stayed there with her animals. If the house was off-putting in the day, it was downright uncomfortable during the night. The walls felt like they had a residue on them. The clutter felt like it was going to come barreling down on me at any moment. I immediately felt dirty again after I showered. Two of her dogs had to wear diapers, and they followed me around in a sort of nervous mania. We were all unsure about each other and this situation we found ourselves in. Resigned, I grabbed a book, closed the door to the bedroom, and looked at the state of the room. Were the sheets even clean? I had no way of telling. So I just crawled in with a silent plea to whatever deity was listening to ensure that I'd be safe. As I started to doze off, I tossed my book aside and closed my eyes. I'm not sure how long it was before I heard something outside of my door. I opened my eyes and saw that the light I had turned off was on once again and shining underneath the door. There was a shadow in the center. Someone was standing there. Then the handle turned and the door opened slowly with a horrifying squeak. There was a man. Adrenaline coursed through my body. Run, my mind spoke. Move. And yet, I was frozen. I could not pick my head up. I couldn't move my body. All I could do was stare as he stumbled into the room. He had on a white, greasy, stained tank top. He groaned as he shuffled slowly down the foot of the bed. And although I wasn't able to turn my head to look, I heard his footsteps round the corner to stand oppressively at my back. Then, he leaned over and groaned in my ear. I felt the breath on my skin. I finally broke the sleep paralysis with a blood-curdling scream. Somehow I ended up by the light switch across the room and turned it on. Everything was as is. I began to pace in hysterics. I called my partner to come over. I couldn't stay there alone. I've experienced sleep paralysis at least 24 times in the past 2 years, but nothing like that has ever occurred. This was the first and only time I have ever had a visitor like this. It has been 6 years since this happened. I often wonder if it was a spirit. I can't make sense of it. I'm a skeptic, and my brain tells me it was a dream, but I can still feel his groan on my skin.
Your social media feed says, eat more protein, track your sleep, boost your VO2 max, wake up and cold plunge, cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health versus Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real, what's exaggerated, and what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
You're up, we're up. It's the perfect match. Now it's on you to make the right decision while you're scrolling in bed. Go big or go home at 7-Eleven with their boneless wings tossed in hot honey sauce with a spot-on sweet and spicy combo. It's available at 7-Eleven and just $5 with 7 rewards. Visit your local Columbus 7-Eleven and satisfy that craving today. Valid through 6/23/26. While supplies last, participating stores see app for full terms.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Human Eyes Don't Glow, Right? By Jack Black. I grew up in the woods, and I have many stories about strange goings-on. But this happened a few weeks ago. I had just left my mother's house and was driving back to mine down a back road that I had driven many times. I knew this road like the back of my hand, and I could drive it with my eyes closed in reverse. No, I haven't actually tried that. As I was getting to the halfway point down this road, there was this thick fog. Now, this is nothing new. There's fog on this road all the time. However, I was driving slowly, and I started to take turns that I didn't remember. There was a 90-degree right when it should have been a left, followed by a wide left turn that felt like this full circle. Then I drove for about 5 minutes straight with no hills or drops, and that road never had a flat section that long. There was then a left turn up a hill. Now, as I was going up this hill, all the hair stood up on my body. I almost turned around there, but I decided to keep going. I don't really know why. This is when I pulled my gun out of the glove box and put it on my lap. When I looked back on the road, some dude was just crouching in the middle of it. I slammed on my brakes, and he didn't even flinch. I figured it was just some guy going frog hunting or some shit like that, as many people on the road do that. I honked my horn, and the guy stood up. He was massive, at least 7.5 feet tall, thin as a mother, and his arms, they were just too long for his body. It looked like he didn't have any clothes on either. I laid on the horn again and clicked off the safety on my pistol just in case. He then turned his head what seemed like almost a full 180 degrees. His eyes had this glow to it like a predator, like a wolf or a cat. I raised my gun and I leaned out the window telling him to get lost. He took a few steps toward me. I know this is stupid, but when I tried to pull the trigger, the gun just didn't fire. The hammer clicked, but there was no boom. I whipped the car around faster than I ever had before. I flew down that road at least 20 miles per hour over the speed limit. About 30 seconds after turning around, I realized I recognized all the turns and the hills. I was driving down the road like I had never taken that first right. I went back during the day, and I still don't know where I could have taken a wrong turn. There are no side streets down that road that are paved, and certainly no straightaway as long as the one that I drove on. I went to the range a day or two later, and I put that same round in the chamber, and I fired it with no problem. I have no idea what happened. I also don't drive that way at night anymore. Please tell me somebody knows what I saw. None of my friends believe me, and even my mother doesn't. I know I'm not crazy. I know that this happened. I'll give you any extra details you need. Just please tell me what happened. It's really messing with me.
My Grandma Is Still Here by Chloe. I moved into my grandmother's house with my boyfriend about a month after she passed away in 2016. I had a lot of memories there as a child and was excited to make my own, as my boyfriend and I talked about getting married and having kids. But almost immediately after moving in, things started to feel a bit off. It began with small things that I tried to explain away. I'd organize my desk before bed, but in the morning, papers would be scattered, or my favorite pen would be moved somewhere that didn't make sense. I blamed it on my own forgetfulness at first, figured it was just due to stress about other things going on in my life at the time. I considered the possibility that my boyfriend was just messing with me, but I almost always went to bed after him and woke up before him. He also promised me that he didn't do anything like that. But then came the smells. Every now and then, I would catch the unmistakable scent of my grandmother's lavender perfume. My boyfriend could smell it too. It wasn't a smell I'd encountered since her passing, and it always caught me off guard. I checked around the house, thinking maybe a bottle had been left behind and spilled or something, but found nothing. It would be in different parts of the house too, and it was strong. Like I said, we moved in about a month after she passed. By the time we moved in, the original scent of the house was gone. One night, I was up late catching up on work. I heard a faint, familiar humming. My heart skipped a beat. It was my grandmother's voice, clear as day, humming a lullaby she used to sing to me when I was little. I stopped typing and listened, straining to hear more. I slowly got up and tried to find the source of the sound, but it eventually just faded away. I tried to rationalize it. Maybe it was the wind, or my tired mind playing tricks on me. But it happened again, several times over the first few weeks of living there. Always late at night. Always that same lullaby. It made me feel uneasy, but also comforted, thinking it could be my grandma. The most unsettling experience happened one evening as I was making dinner. I was chopping vegetables while listening to a podcast on my headphones, when I felt a distinct, cold touch on my shoulder. I spun around, but no one was there. I've also felt the sensation of my hair being touched when I'm working at my desk. My grandma always used to brush and braid my hair when I was little. Between that and everything else, I don't think this is all just a coincidence. I'm convinced that my grandma is still with me. This gives me tears to finally write out. Thank you for reading.
my recent experiences by Dono Question Melmayo. I'm really not the biggest spiritual person ever. I mean, I do have some beliefs in the paranormal. But when I was younger, I was really big into the paranormal, like going out and investigating these types of things big. I would do it with friends. And over the years, I kind of settled down and became more religious again and practiced Catholicism. So I don't necessarily believe in any specific sort of ghosts. I guess more like demons now or whatever. But something in me still holds a belief in these things. Currently, I'm staying in a different country because I've flopped back and forth over the years, and I'm here to stay with my mom and grandfather for a bit. Basically, this house is very old, which for some of you more spiritual ones, it might ring a bell. Anyway, I'm not precisely sure just how old this place is, but it has been around a long time, longer than me or potentially my mother has. The floors are very old and creaky. The pipes still make noise and the furnace in the basement creaks every now and then. Like I said, it's a very old place. So recently, I've been keeping watch over the place every now and then and doing some work around here while my family goes to the local city to take care of business such as the bank, dentist, yada yada yada. Anyway, most of the encounters I have been experiencing have been while I'm the only one at the house. And it's much quieter. There's a basement with a stairwell that leads into the kitchen, and it's quite an open layout, meaning you can see into the basement from the kitchen, but it's also dark and old. The other day, I was lounging in the basement while they were out, doing my usual thing, cooking, eating, whatever, and I glanced out of the corner of my eye to the top of the stairs railing. The stairs kind of curve and the railing is a little twisty, so it's easy to see to the top of the stairwell. As I looked very briefly, I swore that I could see some kind of figure there that I made out to be a young girl wearing a grayish white flower pattern dress, like the ones that were popular in the 1930s or 40s. However, it only stayed briefly while I glanced, so I didn't get a good look at it for longer than a split second out of the corner of my eye. Now, me being paranoid and whatnot, I kept glancing back, and just about every other glance or so, I would get another peek at the figure. I started talking to a friend of mine on the phone to keep myself from being bored, and I kept hearing these noises, such as floor squeaks, as if under mild pressure, and then this whispering sound nearby. Everything also had this overall eerie and gloomy feeling. Personally, what makes me feel better in these sorts of situations, being religious and all, is to do something religious. So I went upstairs briefly to grab my rosary, and I did my thing, and I felt a lot better. Does anyone have any concepts, ideas, or thoughts of what this was? It perhaps sounded like more than just a girl that I saw in the corner of my eye, considering I also heard footsteps of what sounded like a heavier individual, maybe a former tenant, family, I don't know. Theories are appreciated. Thank you.
Your social media feed says, eat more protein, track your sleep, boost your VO2 max, wake up and cold plunge, cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health versus Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real, what's exaggerated, and what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
You're up, we're up. It's the perfect match. Now it's on you to make the right decision while you're scrolling in bed. Head to 7-Eleven and grab a delicious chicken sandwich with 7 rewards at 7-Eleven. Crispy, craveable, and way better than settling for the same old, same old. It's available at 7-Eleven and just $4 with 7 rewards. Visit your local Columbus 7-Eleven and satisfy that craving today. Valid through 6/23/26. Stopping sold separately while supplies last. Participating stores, see app for full terms.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
So I'm excited about the new announcement, but before we get to that, is it just me or did the condition of the dog sitting house in M's story disturb you just as much as the story itself?
Oh yeah, the decomposing food and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I know her options were kind of limited, but there's no way I would have been able to get into that bed.
Yeah, I wanted to take a shower on her behalf and like scrub the grout in my kitchen.
Yeah. Even with all the sanitary stuff aside, the clutter mess I was visualizing alone stressed me out. I don't mind a little organized chaos when I'm working or something, but in general, I'm a firm believer that less is best.
Yeah, it's not groundbreaking science or anything, and I won't get into it, but there are so many proven health benefits to keeping your space uncluttered.
Yes, absolutely.
Even though it's basically summer, I've been doing a lot of purging, you know, during my spring cleaning, and it just feels so good.
Yeah, I wish I started way sooner, but after watching The Minimalists and Marie Kondo's show on Netflix, I easily threw away or donated at least half of what I own. I'm not even exaggerating.
It didn't sound easy when you were talking to me about it.
Yeah, no. I tend to get into the trap of attaching too much value to things that I don't actually care about, or holding on to something that I think I'll need someday when it's been collecting dust for years.
Oh yeah, I can relate to that, or buying things out of boredom just for that dopamine rush.
Mm-hmm. And it never scratches the itch, but we keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta love first world problems.
Yeah. And not only that, but we've all seen hoarders. The clutter thing is more deep-seated for some people.
Yeah, a lot more for sure. I don't like how that show is basically making a spectacle out of mental illness.
Yeah.
But I can't say I don't watch it either. I'm not pointing and laughing, though. It's all definitely easier said than done, whatever the underlying reason might be.
Yeah.
But as for what actually happened in the story, what got me was when that visitor guy groaned in her ear and she felt his...
And she felt his breath. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I don't care that some people are dismissive of sleep paralysis stories, and we've beat that dead horse already, but for one, we aren't even sure that this was sleep paralysis.
Right. She said she's experienced it dozens of times before, and nothing like that has happened. And I know it's not all inclusive, but people usually see shadow figures and entities that are more blatantly demonic.
Yeah, exactly. It was missing those usual tropes, for lack of a better word.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't any of those things. It wasn't even the Hat Man, just some dude in a dirty white tank top, which is arguably probably worse.
Yeah. I wonder who or what it was then.
She only mentioned that woman living there. Maybe she had a husband or son or somebody who passed away there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe saying hi to the new guest in a very inappropriate way, mind you.
Yeah. Could be. She was just dog sitting. So it's not like she would have known about the lady losing a loved one.
Right. Yeah. So there's really no way to know. Seeing anything at all is scary enough, but with something getting right up in your space like that, it just takes things beyond the stage of being scared, but still able to curiously observe from a potentially safe distance.
Yeah, I have a 5-foot bubble on a good day. Something like that would have given me a heart attack.
As it should, but hopefully doesn't.
Yeah, totally not jinxing me.
I would never.
So in the story about the girl in the basement, people often seem to just catch one quick glance of these sort of ghostly apparitions, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and she didn't just stay there. She just kind of kept reappearing in the same spot every so often.
Right, and even though they were quick glances, you've also got the whispering to go along with it, you know?
Yeah, and it was so specific too. A little girl wearing a floral dress. It wasn't just some generic humanoid shape.
You know, they say that the dress was a grayish white, but I wish we knew if the rest of her appeared the same way. You know, back to the trope thing. It could maybe support the idea that it was your typical ghost.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like if she was just one whole translucent monochrome thing.
Yeah, exactly. Plus the heavy footsteps. The author's guess is as good as ours if they were related.
Pun intended or not, I'll just take a guess and say probably.
Yeah, probably. So do you want to make that super cool announcement?
Ooh, as much as I'd love to, if I've learned anything from talk shows and professional wrestling, the person making the appearance doesn't usually announce themselves. So go ahead and hype me up, Daddy. Consider this the drum roll.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, for all you folks in Utah who want to meet your neighbor, Brandon will be joining me on my Let's Not Meet tour for my show in Salt Lake City.
September 19th at the Metro Music Hall. Mark your calendars.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Come and listen to some stories and hang out with us for a bit afterwards. Brandon will be making a quick appearance at the end of the show. But what I'm mostly excited about is just being able to hang out with you guys.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. But it will be a Thursday, so I'm not going to go hog wild or anything. But I'm down to hang out and do some bootleg palm readings or something. Maybe a seance if the mood is set.
Yeah. Hard maybe on that one for me, but yeah. Check out the show notes for the links to buy your tickets to all of the shows. You can also follow us on Instagram to stay posted as we get closer to the date. But remember, Brandon will be at the Utah date.
Fun stuff. So is that a wrap?
That's a wrap, Jack.
All right.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Make sure you send your stories in to stories@oddtrails.com. All of the stories you've heard this week were narrated and produced with the permission of their respective authors. If you want to get access to all of our episodes ad-free at a higher bitrate, head over to patreon.com/oddtrails to sign up and support the show today. You'll get instant access. And finally, make sure you check out the new episodes of my other podcasts like Let's Not Meet and the Old Time Radio Cast at crypticcountypodcasts.com. Everybody stay safe.
Peace out.
What if you could get more from what you already do? As a Shell Fuel Rewards member, that's just a regular Sunday. You get more rewards, more savings, and more special offers. Earn rewards when shopping, dining out, and fueling up. And all of that becomes fuel savings when you're at the pump. Use the Shell app and enjoy life with more. Your nearest Shell station is less than 5 miles away.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hear that? That's the sound of your skin silently crying out for hydration. Luckily, Dr. Teals has just the thing to get you glowing in no time. Meet Dr. Teals Skin Renewal Deep Hydration, made with a proprietary triple magnesium complex plus skincare actives for 50% improved skin hydration after just one bath. The words dry and dehydrated are about to be wiped from your vocabulary. Find Dr. Teals, all dressed in blue, in your local bath aisle. Dr. Teals. Yep, you needed that.